Well, thanks for joining us, Neil. Now, Neil, we spoke before the game on It'll Be Off about different tests, finding different ways to win games. And what this was a new test, being down at half-time to a good side in quite an atmosphere. How well do you think your
players? I think the lads have been amazing again. It wasn't just being 1-0 down at half-time. We had to, you know, personally, a couple of my players had to take a tirade of abuse in the first half, which was definitely unjust. But, you know, we mentally we coped with it. It was difficult at half-time. I thought we were on top. And you know, a very, very rare mistake from Cameron trying to play out quickly. And then Luke Griffiths and Doyle get caught under the same ball. And then, you know, Cam makes a save and then they follow it up. But, listen, we said at half-time that with our power and our pace and the way we move the ball, we'll get chances second half. And, you know, we'll go on and win this game. And everyone knew that. And, you know, that's exactly what we did. But, you know, credit to Radcliffe. You know, they are a good side.
You spoke to me about you thought they might get at you physically. And did you feel that was the case?
Yeah, I did. I think, you know, it stems from the sidelines. Not with John Macken. Not with John. I think John kept his cool. But it definitely stems from the sidelines where some of his management staff are, you know, lauding my players on the pitch. They're lauding the fans. Are getting involved in things. They've done it, you know, through social media before today. And it just causes unnecessary hype. You know, we're here to manage games of football and coach players and stick to that. You know, despite what you've done in your career, just stick to it. And, you know, I think that at times like the game spoil over. And I thought, you know, even though, you know, I picked up a yellow. I picked up a yellow because I was frustrated at the referee and the linesman. And I regret I shouldn't have said what I said. But above all that, it was just about football. It was about football. It was about the noise that was generated in here. And for us, that's another 3 points.
And, you know, you spoke very at some length in the Christmas do about your captain Michael Potts, and you know, just playing with a clear head, finding that moment, and did he not just deliver for you today?
He was
that goal.
The goal, but the second half performance, I just thought it was instrumental. Every pass was the right decision. Every tackle was on time. His goal, you know, got us back into the game, and you felt this place just go up a bit when that ball at the back of the net, and it was a matter of time. And you know, we went 2-1, we went 3-1. All right, we're a bit sloppy at the end, and you know, we got involved in something we didn't need to do. But do you know what? I would have taken that any day of the week. A great win, a magic win.
And Sinclair Smith, we've seen how he's obviously really skilled. When he gets on the ball, you're really excited. But today, he delivered. He made the right simple pass to set up the Potts goal. But gradually, he seems to be, as well as being obviously a skillful gifted player, making the right option.
Yeah, we've got to do a lot of work with him. You know, we only just brought him into the club today. We thought we'd try and, you know, unleash him against the fullback. You know, there was times that he's travelled with the ball where really, you know, he's got to learn to set and then get in the pocket and play 2v1. But listen, he's new to the club, and I thought as a home debut, you know, a full home debut, that was as good as what you'll see. I thought he was absolutely brilliant. But listen, that's why he's come to the club, to learn, and we're going to add little bits to his game and in the right way. And he'll accept it because he's hungry to do well, and I'm sure the fans have been treated with some of his wing magic today.
And I know he's become a lot, but Tunde was under particular pressure. He's particularly been getting the bird from the Radcliffe fans and the rest of it. And I wondered whether he was slightly off his game, but when it came down to it, he found the net twice basically.
He struggled first half. I thought they give him a lot of unnecessary credit. I need to clear this up. He went to Malta. He didn't come here. It was no duties. He went to Malta to play professional football, and then when he came back, he I got in touch with him and he went to come to FC United. That doesn't make him a Judas. So I don't understand that, especially what he did for Radcliffe. But and that's up to them. But second half, you know, going towards our home end, he does what he does best. I thought his overall performance was great. It's never a yellow card. He hasn't dived in the box. He's been clipped. All right, he might go down a little bit too easy, but he's been clipped. And I just thought his whole game in the second half was great, and his two goals were fantastic. And you know, he's a special player, playing for a special club.
What about you've got a crowd? We went past that 2,000. Yeah. Barry, you've called for this and you've got it.
Yeah, and you know, you could feel it in the ground. You know, over 2,000 people. The people coming back to see good football and entertaining football. And for me, that's why I collapsed everybody. You know, when I heard over 2,000 today, just want to keep it there now, because you know, we'll always try and play the right way and make people enjoy the football. The noise levels from all around the ground today was great, and you know, we just pray for more of the same. But you know, we're not back here now. I don't think for a month, so we're going to miss it. You know, we've really enjoyed our last few weeks, a couple of months at Broadhurst Park. But we've got to get on our travel starting at Hyde on Saturday. And you know, we've got to take our home form and our away form. You know, 14 unbeaten now into every game, and you know, I'm not sure how results have gone on today, but we just got to look after ourselves and see what happens above us.
Well, we're up to third.
We're now 3 points clear of sixth.
Yeah.
And South Shields won, but Lancaster didn't, so we're sort of like bearing down on Lancaster and got games in hand.
Yeah.
So All good. So, Hyde, what sort of game are you expecting there?
You know, it's a 3G pitch. The pitch will suit our passing, our quick play. You know, we're going to have a couple of tight legs after today because we're throwing everything into the game. So, listen, we went down there a few weeks ago in the Manchester Cup and we won 3-0. It's a different team. You know, I know they brought in Tom Dean who was here and, you know, they've strengthened. But we're going there full of confidence. So, you know, we'll respect Hyde. We're not going to fear them. We're going, you know, hopefully into the game or at the end of the game, be 15 unbeaten and we just keep climbing. And, you know, it's a great way to start 2020. But, you know, come the end of the season in 2020, we want to be celebrating something really special.